Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What draft night really is, man, is you're going to the bar in college and you're looking to hook up, right? But you know you're going home with someone. That's what tonight is.
Yeah.
You know you're going home with someone. You know you're going to have a nice new Pittsburgh Steeler whose jersey you can buy, who, if only for tonight, you think is going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler and a Hall of Famer for the next 15 years. Hey, hope springs eternal. It's like opening day, but really, it's like going to Jack's on the South Side. It's 3 a.m. You got your pick of the litter, obviously with consent, and you know you're going home with someone. I love it.
But yeah. Sometimes you wake up the next morning, too, so I don't know how.
Well, we'll do the show tomorrow, and maybe the beer goggles come off tomorrow morning, and you roll over and you go, what did we actually wind up doing here?
Yeah, that was kind of the case. I mean, if you're me, like, I was like the last guy in the bar, and I was there like, all right, I guess we'll have to go home with you. Like, I'm horny, so, like, all right, come on. Hey, that's what the Texans said to me. They're like, all right, yeah, we're still horny, and there's nobody here. You know, that guy in the corner is still smoking a cigarette. I don't want to go home with him. Like, I guess I'll take you. Come on, let's go. that was me. That was me.
There's a tight end joke in there somewhere.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
50 minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. So really excited to talk to Mike Golic Jr. coming up in the next segment at 7 o'clock. Jerry Dulac in the Post-Gazette wrote that the Steelers, they think there's a generational player that could be there at 20 waiting for them. And that generational player, in the mind of people within the organization, is Duke interior lineman Graham Barton. I'm a little stunned. I'm not surprised that they like him. That's the intel we've been getting. They like Graham Barton. He's a 6'5 center. He's, what, 317? He's got quick feet. He's a people mover. He may well be a very good player. Generational?
I just don't understand how they can get that and correlate with that with him playing center if he hasn't played center since his freshman year. Like, was there a team out there that during the process of, you know, during the draft process was like, hey, let me see you snap the ball. And then everybody caught wind, like, oh, man, like, he could actually be a center instead of a tackle. Like,
freshman year must have been just that far and away good.
Would you really go off of that, though?
Well, here's
your team?
Here's my legitimate concern, for real, is, okay, it's about winning now, as Caboli wrote, as we've just talked about. You don't get Russell Wilson to say, oh, well, we're worried about the future. No. So can he go from not playing center since his freshman year at Duke to walking in day one and being a starter at the NFL level at center. That seems like it'd be pretty hard to me, Doran. Now, it shouldn't preclude you from taking a guy. If you really believe he's generational, then you take him regardless of whether or not he plays day one. You just do, if you believe that strongly in the guy. But I'd like to see my center come in day one, because if not, it's Herbig.
Right.
And you ain't winning with that.
I don't know where the generational comes from him not playing center for 3 years. Now, I know that one thing, that he's very smart. I mean, every Duke player and everybody that goes to Duke, you got to be, you know, pretty smart.
Yeah.
So,
like our good friend Jay Billis.
Yes. Like, you got to have, I would love to know and love to talk to a scout of why the transition to center, and now why is he generational talent whenever he hasn't played center in 3 years?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.